Touch KC Podcast, bringing the real back into relationships. Here's your host, Travis Bryant.
Good evening or morning, or whatever time of day it is that you're on with me. My name is Travis Bryant, and this is Touch KC Podcast. The point of this podcast is to entertain and explore interpersonal dilemmas and to come up with real working solutions. Every week we'll do a different topic, and this week, a topic dear to my heart. And if you listen to the last podcast where we talked about words, how they can help build and heal, to my wives more specifically, I used a phrase last podcast, and the phrase was, love him into greatness. And I want to just take a few minutes to really explore what that means. As a wife, you underestimate the power you have over your husband's psyche, over his well-being, whether he admits it or not. How you value him is how he feels he's reflecting to the world, right? If you feel that he's a dog, he goes out into the world expecting to be treated as one, right? Your love, your tenderness, your care is what's going to help him become the king he's supposed to be. Here's the thing about kingship, because everybody wants to be a king, right? That's what everybody's on. I'm a king. Kings are often crowned before they're ready for the responsibility. They grow into it. He was given to you for you to help grow him into his greatness. You are the weaker vessel spiritually, but you are the canvas in which his whole painting, his whole landscape is created. Now, let me clarify a few things, because that was a lot of pretty words. Vessel and canvases. Let me explain. By weaker vessel, this doesn't mean you as a woman are less than a man. When I say a weaker vessel spiritually, emotions are spiritual things. They're very spiritual. Think about who you were emotionally before you got married. Something drastically happened with you emotionally. Something drastic and fantastic and frankly terrifying occurred. Now, this person who up to this point you had no idea existed creates this hole, this crater, this mountain, this monument, all about him. And you just walk around with this, and he has no idea. And so you're vulnerable in a way that he is not. You're also stronger in a way that he is not. Because you can carry that burden. If you've ever seen a man with a cold, you know we can't handle too much. Does that make sense? Also, what I mean when I use that whole beautiful analogy about you being the canvas, you are how he views himself. Now, we know there are abusive men out there. We know there are men out there who need a certain kind of help that can't be provided by you. They need to seek a professional, and that's not what I'm speaking of. And if you find yourself in that situation where you're in an abusive situation, get out. You will help him by removing yourself. Because through you, he seeks validation. Through you, he seeks a sense of control. Through you, he seeks a sense of self. So a man who's really trying to fulfill that role, trying to be a healthy husband and create a healthy environment, oh, he views himself through you. his ability to be a rock, to be appreciated, to be any positive word you want to use means nothing if he's not getting it at home. He can be the CEO. He can be the CCO. He can have his own podcast. He can do all these things. But if you don't notice, if you don't validate it, doesn't mean much at all. We'll talk about adultery a little later, but one of the reasons why men cheat that is never really spoken about, one of the reasons that men cheat is because they're seeking someone who validates them. And I know that when a man's ego is a job unto itself, I know, but that ego is a part of him. Use that to help encourage him and motivate him. You are the woman for the job. If you don't realize the power in that, right, you are doing your own marriage a disservice. And I'm telling you this as a man, especially as a black man. I was raised in the world in a society that meant I had to be aggressive, even though I didn't want to be. I wasn't naturally combative. I created that as a coping skill to deal with the world around me. When he comes home to you, help him take the armor off. And here's the thing, men are dense. We may not know how to. Be confused. Love him through it. Because your love is powerful. Your love moves mountains. Your love shapes destiny. You are meant to help shape his. And you know, women are like, what about my destiny? Well, what do you really want? Right? I'm going to say this, and it's a very bold statement, but I believe that the role of wife and mother comes more naturally to a woman than the role husband and father does for a man. You were built for this. Seriously. You were built to love. You were built to care. This has nothing to do with intelligence or me trying to infringe on your idea of independence. You were built to move whole villages. Right? Don't surrender that power. Because it's usually surrendered in one or two ways. One, you try to overpower him, which that just generally doesn't end well. Or you become so subservient that you no longer use your voice to help soothe, heal, and motivate him to greatness. He needs you. He does. And he needs you in a way that you really don't need him. Think about how your life was before you met him. Things were probably going pretty good, right? You had your job. But there's something in you that wanted to be filled. You meet him, he sleeps on your feet, whatever, right? And now you're married. But if you think about before you met him, you were fine. More than likely, he came and interrupted your life. You know why he interrupted your life? Because he saw something that was missing. You liked him. He felt he needed you. That doesn't stop because you're married. He still does. Now, mind you, we've been beat up by the world so much that it's hard for us to love. And I'm not saying, don't you take no abuse from no man, right? But 8 times out of 10, he's not abusive. He's a, I'm going to interrupt myself just to give this analogy. There are certain dogs who have been so abused that they see everyone as an attacker. Even the person who's trying to love them back into healing. Right? And whether he realizes it or not, he's been so emotionally beat up with no one to tell because the man is never the victim, right? That it takes, he identifies vulnerability as being attacked. Be gentle with him. Love him to greatness. Yes, it will be hard, but you are the woman for the job. You are the woman for the job. And the moment you stop believing that, then you almost sealed his fate. The moment you start believing that, you've sealed his fate. His life has just become that much harder. The moment you stop believing that, your household is now vulnerable to attack. It's not your fist that keeps things together, it's your heart. And like I said, I know it hurts, right? I know it hurts. I know you're frustrated. He needs you. And you allowed him to choose you. Stay the course.